I can assure anyone who's listening to this that as long as the Cadence Group owns SME, it will always be British. Okay. That is our heritage. It would be a shocking event if SME ever outsourced
to another geography.
Exactly. It wouldn't be SME if it wasn't British.
Yeah. O convidado deste episódio do podcast Música e Som começou a sua jornada no mundo da alta fidelidade numa altura que ele chama de época dourada do Wi-Fi. Estamos a falar no final dos anos 70 do século XX, quando ouviu pela primeira vez um sistema de som capaz de reproduzir música com qualidade. Desde então, como qualquer audiófilo que se preze, nunca mais deixou de procurar o cálice sagrado do som com a melhor qualidade possível. Kerry St. James é licenciado em Direito e, depois de uma longa carreira como advogado, decidiu mudar de vida. Trabalhou na produção de colunas e no departamento de vendas da empresa YG Acoustics e foi diretor de vendas na Nagra. Atualmente desempenha a mesma função na histórica marca de giradiscos SME.
Este episódio tem o patrocínio de Haja Som, a criar sistemas de música desde 1986. Aconselhamento na seleção dos equipamentos e na otimização dos sistemas. Giradiscos, streamers, amplificadores, colunas e acessórios das melhores marcas. Visite-nos em hajasom.net.
We're here with Kerry St. James, Sales Director at SME, the manufacturer of the high-end turntable at Haja Som, the Portuguese distributor. Please tell us some more about your journey in the hi-fi business.
Well, it started out as being a consumer, and going back further, a music lover since I was a child. I was exposed to high-end audio by a family friend way back when. It was the golden era in the 1970s, actually, the late 1970s. And once I heard it, I couldn't forget it, and I've been on this journey ever since, trying to reach the Holy Grail, and I don't know that I ever will in terms of my own system. But after a career of many years as a lawyer, I decided that I had had enough of lawyers, not the law work, but the lawyers.
Yeah.
And I pursued my passion. It began with a job building speakers for the company, the American company, YG Acoustics, which is basically a machine shop that builds extremely high-end, very precise, very high-performance speakers.
The cabinets are entirely made of aluminum.
Machined aluminum, yes. And so that production job lasted for about 6 months until I transitioned into a sales role. And ultimately, after 11 years there, had an opportunity to move to Switzerland, where I worked for a company called Nagra, a legendary company, Swiss-based. And I had a role there as a sales manager for 4 years before the opportunity to work for SMEs, but still based in Switzerland, came up. And now I travel the world for SME, representing the brand and supporting our dealers, distributors, and customers.
Yeah, okay. SME has been around for almost for 75 years now.
Almost 80. Next year almost will be 80. 80 years.
Almost 80. Well, the company was founded in 1946, and it didn't start building turntables right away.
No.
Neither turnarms. In the beginning, it produced precision components for aviation and auto industry. Is it something that the company still does today?
Yes. The bias is more towards the high-end audio, but we continue to make parts and machine parts, very high-tolerance parts for the medical industry and also for the automotive racing industries as well. So anytime there's a critical part need that's highly precise, high-tolerance, low-tolerance, high precision, manufacturers will call on us to supply them with what most machine shops can't.
Okay. So do you have any parts that went to space already?
No, it's more of the commercial aviation.
Commercial aviation. Okay. What are the main differences between SME turntables and Tone Arms and the other high-end brands?
Well, I think how they're produced is one of the most important distinctions. Many high-quality turntables, competitors of SME, are really assemblers of subcontracted out or supplier parts. SME has had a philosophy for all of its existence that if a part can be made by SME, it should be made within our Stenning, England factory. It's a little bit extreme in that some parts which are not critical at all to sonics, they just have a mechanical function, such as a hex screwdriver.
Yeah.
It's made in-house. If a part can be made at SME, it's made there. If that's not possible, at least it's British sourced. But it allows us to control tolerances, quality, aesthetics, and all of those things that are important to a high-end manufacturer such as SME.
Okay. Since 2016, SME became part of the Cadence Audio Group. How has that been beneficial to the company?
Well, there was an injection of not only designers, engineers, but also equipment that came with the takeover by the Cadence Group. So it was quite a big investment, actually. I remember visiting the factory prior to that transition, and then after the transition, and seeing the growth in terms of machining capabilities and the sophistication, which are state-of-the-art machines now that supplement machines that have been workhorses for us. Mm-hmm. So it's all been positive. The company has seen a growth as well. But with that said, keep in mind that the Model 30 turntable was in production for 30 years. I mean, there's not many manufactured items in the world that can say that, whether it be audio, automotive, or some other type of industry. Typically, an SME customer is the turntable they purchase. If it's not another SME, it's usually the last turntable they purchase, and they look to other components within the system. And turntables are passed down to the next generation. And we've had many stories of people who would tell me, my father left me this turntable or this Tone Arm. So it's very reassuring and heartwarming to hear those stories.
Yeah, sure. SME Tone Arms, like the 3000 series, are much revered still today.
Yes.
What makes them so special?
Well, again, it's high tolerance construction, very good design to begin with. An SME Tone Arm works. There was a gentleman here today who's had his Tone Arm for over 20 years, and it's still a workhorse for him. And keep in mind that although we don't sell the Tone Arms independently anymore, they're supplied with a turntable, we can service virtually anything that in the Tone Arm range that has been made over the years. The category or the catalog of parts is just pages and pages on a computer, from the smallest O-rings, screws, washers, and things of that nature. They all have a part number and they're all available today. Mm-hmm. So you can send a Tone Arm back into us if you believe it needs refurbishing or just simply a tune-up, and we continue to support.
Yeah. Please walk us through the range of products that you have in the SME catalog.
Sure. There are 5 turntables now that we consider current models. 2 of them were introduced to the press in early April at a private press partner event in London. Mm-hmm. They're the Model 8 and the Model 35. The Model 8 supplants our former, it's hard to call a turntable at that price range, entry level, when that level is typically populated by 400 or 500 pound turntables. But the Model 8 is our entry point into the SME line. Mm-hmm. It's based on a high-density polymer chassis, the same high-density polymer that is featured in our top-of-the-line tone arms. And it has the same treatment given to its bearing machining and polishing. So it's quite close to our other models up the line in terms of noise characteristics, anti-resonance characteristics, and things of, and speed control. It uses a sophisticated DSP-controlled speed box, and also AC motors at this time. So it's not proper to call it an entry level. It's a sophisticated turntable in its own right. And from there, you can move up to the Model 12, which today features a Series 5i high-density polymer tone arm that also appears on the 35 and 60 flagship editions. And I might also add that going back to the Model 8, that features a 309 magnesium tone arm, so it's an improved tone arm over the prior tone arm that was supplied with the old Model 6. Beyond the Model 12, we have a model called the Synergy, which is based on the Model 12 turntable tone arm platform, but it incorporates crystal cabling within the tone arm itself internally. It incorporates a Nagra Phonos stage within the turntable. And then we move into the suspended lines, which features two turntables, the Model 35 and the Model 60. So if you remember the old legacy models, the 20 and the 30, you would see suspension bands on each of the external pillars. And the bands were exposed.
I remember.
It's similar to that system with elastic bands that suspend the turntable rather than using a mechanical metal spring. But now the bands are inverted in their mounting orientation, and they're encased within large pillars.
They're now inside the pillars.
Not outside. Yes.
Yeah.
The Model 35 comes tantalizingly close to the performance of the Model 60 at a substantially lower price point. Still, I have to admit, an expensive turntable in its own right, but for how close it gets to the 60, it's an impressive performance. The 35 comes with the new high-density polymer Series 5i tone arm. That is a round profile rather than the tri-lobe of the Model 60 Series VA advanced tone arm. It is more compact than the Model 60. It uses the same 24-pole AC motor, and it uses the same power supply, the separate transformer box that isolates the noisy part of the power supply away from the other portions that could be impacted by that. So it's a three-box external system of transformer, power supply, and then speed control. A DSP speed control that incorporates dual sine waves to perform the speed control and maintain accuracy. I would refer you to the review by Hi-Fi News, a British publication, the premier British publication, for their conclusion that the Model 60 is the most accurate, most stable speed control turntable that's a belt-driven variety of any that they've ever mentioned in the world. And the Model 35 comes within a hair's breadth of that accuracy. So it's critical because many people who are good listeners are really impacted by variations in speed with things like piano recordings. The ear just rebels against it. It just doesn't sound right, and it sounds artificial when you hear a speed variation with a piano. And that's not the case with an SME turntable. It's very rock steady, and it's almost digital-like in its steadiness, the speed steadiness. And for a belt-driven turntable, it is a remarkable achievement.
Okay, so, and do you have one SME turntable at home?
I don't yet. I'm new with the company by the last, since March.
Okay.
But I know that there will be one in my future. As a matter of fact, just to take a side trip, the next turntable that I will have in my house, at least for an audition, will be a sister company, Garrard.
Garrard.
It'll be a 301, which is a recreation.
It's a beautiful turntable.
Yes, yeah. The classic, where we either build new parts or completely refurbish down to the exact paint matches and the rubber composition of the idler wheel and things of that nature. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. So you show us previously in your presentation a picture of the factory.
Yes.
Still in London. I'm sorry, I forgot the...
No, it's Stenning. So it's
Stenning.
South
in
of,
Stenning. Okay.
South of London.
In Britain. Okay.
Yeah.
In, yeah.
So it's just north of the resort town called Brighton along the south coast of the UK.
It could be a possibility when you became part of the Cadence Group. It will be a logical move to move the production to Asia, to somewhere where it could be much
I can
much cheaper. So can you reassure the customers, the standard SME customers, that the production will still be maintained in Britain? It will be a British one.
I can assure anyone who's listening to this that as long as the Cadence Group owns SME, it will always be British.
Okay.
That is our heritage. It would be... it would be a shocking event if SME ever outsourced
to another geography.
To another geography, exactly. It wouldn't be SME if it wasn't British.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kerry, it was very, very nice to.
It is my pleasure always.
To talk to you.
And again, you know, Ajasam is a spectacular group of guys. And I really think that the products they curate, the manufacturers they curate, are done not for profit but rather performance and enjoyment. They're super knowledgeable, very passionate about what they do, and it's an absolute pleasure to work with them and to come to your country always.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.